Amen. Stay up on the platform with us if you will. Amen. It's good to have you. Amen. I don't know if Brother Young is fixing to walk in the door or not, but amen. We're going to turn the... I'm not going to say we're going to turn him loose because we ain't got him tied up. But let's turn the service to Brother Tapia. Amen. Come preach the word of God.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
It's good to be with you in the house of the Lord. Amen. On a beautiful Friday. Amen. I know it looks like we're playing musical chairs now, but amen. You'll have to excuse my wife tonight. I think I walked in and Pastor was talking about what happened, but she's feeling a little sore in her neck and shoulder, and just feeling pressure in her head from that, from being rear-ended. And so you'll have to excuse her tonight. And I told her, baby, you can stay up there and rest for one night. Amen. Amen. So please keep her in your prayers.
Yes.
Amen. You've honored all the ministry of this house.
Praise God.
Amen. Every pastor, every preacher. Amen. You good people, thank you for coming to the house of the Lord. Amen. I know some of us, we've been here since Wednesday, and you're probably sick and tired of me, but amen. We've got a couple more nights. Amen. Exodus 12, let's start with verse number 2. Amen. I don't know why I've been wrestling with such a tremendous burden for this city and this church, but I have been, and so I'm just going to try to help you as much as I can.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Exodus 12, and verse number 2, it says, "This month shall be unto you the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male lamb of the first year. He shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and he shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. They shall take the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper door posts of the house wherein they shall eat it. They shall eat the flesh in that night, roast it with fire and unleavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast it with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. Ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning time, and that which remaineth of it until the morning time ye shall burn with fire, and thus shall you eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on, your feet, your staff in your hand. Ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt in this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be upon you for a token upon the house where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague will not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. This day shall be unto you for a memorial. Ye shall keep it a feast throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever." Amen. We can just go ahead and stop right there. I used to apologize for reading a bunch of scripture, but somebody got on to me and said, "Don't you ever apologize for reading the word of the Lord."
Right.
Amen. So I'm going to do that. But I do want to help somebody tonight, maybe help mama, daddy, grandparent, but I just want to help the church. I want to be a blessing to you and help you. But I want to take some time and I want to preach to you on this thought. The Lamb, the blood, and your doorpost. The Lamb, the blood, and your doorpost. Would you set down your Bibles tonight? Would you lift up your hands? Would you close your eyes? Would you lift up your voice? Or would you just help this young preacher pray? Come on, would you help me pray for tonight? Father, we need your touch, Lord. God, without you, it's not worth it, Lord. We need you to move here tonight. God, we need a word from you. God, speak to my family. God, can you just stay there right now? Speak to my family, Lord. God, speak to my... Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Amen. The feast of the Passover, the Passover feast, is the only feast that's celebrated in the evening time. We are told to never forget this night. The Bible instructs us from generation to generation. It is meant to be a story that's told to each child. The Jews have been in bondage for around 400 years, and according to the Word of God, there would be a deliverer, somebody who would come and deliver them out of their bondage. God raises up a man. That man's name is Moses. Moses goes before Pharaoh and commands him to release the people of God. As you know, Pharaoh's first responses were negative. And so the plagues come, the frogs, the lice, the hail, and on until the final plague that is coming, which is by far the worst of them all. Each firstborn child would die in every home unless there was the blood of a lamb that was applied to the doorpost and the lintel. We have to understand here tonight that this was not some random suggestion of animal, but God was specific in His choosing. It had to be a male lamb without blemish, brought in on the fourth month of the year. It was to be taken in on the tenth day, kept for 4 days. They were to kill it, take the blood, and strike it to the doorpost and the lintel. He wanted them to be surrounded by the blood. What would happen is this. During the night of the 14th, God said He would send an angel, the angel of death, and He would walk up and down every street and go into every home unless there was the blood. If the blood was applied to the home, then there would be no death that would touch that house, for they were covered by the blood. And so it would be a Passover. But if there was no blood on that doorpost and lintel, then the death angel would come in and he would kill every firstborn in every single family. Notice tonight with me, if you would, I find it interesting how God communicates this message of salvation. God does not go to each person individually, but it's interesting to me that God goes through the messenger called Moses and Aaron. God did not speak to every person on an individual level, but there are some messages of salvation that only come through the messenger called Moses. Can I tell you tonight that that's the reason you got to go to church? That's the reason we got to go to church on a Sunday, on a Wednesday. That's the reason every time that the doors are open, we got to come to the house of the Lord. I know in our modern day society that it's unpopular, and it's been said that you don't need a church, you don't need a preacher, you don't need a pastor, you don't need a pulpit, but I've come to tell you here tonight and let you know that the devil is a liar. How can we have true salvation if we do not hear the word of the Lord? And how can we hear the word of the Lord if there's not a preacher in our life? So tonight, if you would, bear with me. I can just imagine myself. I can only imagine the time and preparation that was spent upon this sermon. As a preacher myself, I told you last night, or maybe it was the night before, that I've been doing this for quite a while now, and I could just imagine the time and preparation that Moses spent upon this. I mean, that night, can you imagine how carefully Moses must have spoken to those people? I don't think he came in and it was just a casual service. I don't think Moses came in and it was just another Sunday, or it was just another Wednesday, or it was just another revival service. But I think Moses came in and he realized that this was a little bit more than just life lessons of how to have a healthy life, or how to have good families, or how to be blessed. But the things that were coming across that desk, it was a matter of salvation. And so Moses, the issues that he was preaching on, it was more than just natural lives, but it was about their babies. It was about their child making it through the night. I can just imagine how carefully he must have been about the sermon, but also I bet Moses probably got passionate about it. I'm sure Moses got loud. I'm sure Moses probably raised up his voice to a higher decibel because he wanted every person that could hear him to hear him. I bet Moses probably lifted up his voice and had a little bit of fire in it. And when kids got up to go to the bathroom, Pastor Moses said, "Hey, baby, sit down, because the things I'm about to tell you is going to save your life." And when people probably dozed off, or their minds were a million other places, Pastor Moses probably said, "Hey, tap sister so-and-so, tap brother so-and-so, tell them, pay attention, tell them, wake up, because the things I'm saying, it's more than just a little tickle of the ear. There's about your baby making it through the night." Can I tell you here tonight that I'm sure that there was people there that were glad they didn't miss that service. I'm sure there was people that they were sure glad they came to service that day. Amen. I can just imagine, if you would, imagine with me, Moses getting up and him saying, "I have a message from the Lord." How many of you have children, he would ask. And you know how parents are, even grandparents. My Lord, you start talking about kids, and if their kids are on the good side, they think they have the best kids in the world. I mean, they can have a kid that says, they have a bumper sticker that says, "My kid was the best inmate of the year 2023. And they got that big slap on there, and they're so happy because that's my baby.
Yeah.
And here's Moses thinking, "How many of you have babies?" He would ask every mama, every grandmama. They pinch the little baby by the cheeks. They're getting real excited. "Oh, he's going to talk about how good my kids are. Oh, he's going to talk about how my kids are going to be blessed, and how my kids are going to be the next biggest thing in this or this or this." And they get real excited. And Pastor Moses, he gets up and he says, "How many of you got babies?" They get real excited. He says, "Your baby's gonna die." That place probably got a little quiet. People probably got a little upset. I mean, can you imagine pastor saying your kid's going to die? I mean, we have had the church backslide just like that, just for one sermon. But Pastor Moses, he gets up, and even though he preaches that kid's going to die, he replies it with, he mirrors it with grace. And he says, "Unless you do what I say, unless you follow every instruction that I'm about to tell you," he says, "your kid's going to die unless you listen to me and follow my instructions." So here we are. We just heard Pastor Moses, and he says, listen carefully, write it down. He says, "On the 10th day of the month, you must take a lamb." And then if I was there with my kid, if you were there with your kid and you heard Pastor Moses say this, I don't know if I have my phone, my iPad, my pen and paper, by my stone and tablet. I don't know what I'd have, but I just know I'd be sitting there and I'd be hammering it down. I'd be writing, making sure I got every note that he was fixing to say to me, because this is about my baby. And so I'm there. I'm reading. I'm listening to him. He says, "You've got to have a lamb. You've got to bring it in on the 10th day." And so I'm sitting there and I'm writing down the 10th day. He says, "Are you hearing it, somebody? Can you help me preach a little bit?" I said, "The 10th day. If you do it the 11th, you'll be too late. If you do it
matters. You know, God's just a God of personal conviction, and He doesn't, you know, I'm going to try my best, and maybe I'll get it on the ninth day. Maybe I'll get, no. Are you hearing me? I said, it's got to be the tenth day. You cannot mess it up. You've got to bring it in on the tenth day. There we are. Write it down. We write it 10th day. We're underlining it. It's gotta be the 10th day. He says you are to keep it for 4 days. Oh, we write now 4 days. He says it must be a male lamb. Do not get a female lamb. If you get a female, your kid's gonna die. It's gotta be a male lamb. We're writing down male. We're underlining as much as we can. He says it's gotta be perfect. If it's got a spot, missing an ear, if it has a broken leg, do not get that lamb. Make sure you inspect it. It's got to be a perfect lamb.
We got to pay attention to the little details.
It may not seem much to anybody else, but you know what? We got to pay attention, because it's more than just having a good life and being blessed and driving the nicest truck and having a big bank account. But it's about our babies, and so we got to get it right. Got it. Keep it 4 days. It matters. Every specific detail. It matters. Oh, we got to care for our 14th day. Did anybody hear what I just said? It's got to be the 14th day. It doesn't matter about eloquence. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how it makes you feel. It's about your baby. It's about your baby.
He would instruct them. You're to collect the blood of that lamb. You're to sprinkle it on the lintel and the doorpost. Are you hearing me? I said the lintel and the doorpost. Somebody's hand probably goes up and they say, hey, Pastor Moses, what about the threshold? And Pastor Moses says, no, for we never trample over the blood. We never take advantage of the blood. We never just let the blood be something casual that we just hear time and time again. That means nothing to us. That we just walk in and, oh, it's just another song about the blood. Oh, it's just another message about the blood. No. We never trample over the blood. Here comes the saint. Here comes the saint of God. Can I say like this? Hey, can I give the ministry in this house a little break? And let me just say it like this. I don't think Pastor Moses just preached this one time. I think this is something they heard over and over and over again. You gotta get the lamb. It's gotta be the male lamb. You gotta keep it for 4 days. It's gotta be perfect. I'm sure people probably came in and they said, oh, here comes the saint of God. And they said, well, I've heard this before. Well, why does he go? Oh, he keeps going on those tangents again. Oh, there he goes. He keeps preaching about the same old stuff again. Or here comes a little baby. That's just daddy. Mama, why does he keep talking about the blood? Why does he keep talking about the lamb? Why do we keep preaching about Jesus' name baptism? Why do they keep talking about the Holy Ghost, Papa? Why do they keep talking about holiness unto the Lord? No, baby, I'll tell you why. It's because it's about your salvation, baby. It's about you making it to heaven. So let our heavenly priest, Pastor, tell me what I have to do to be saved. Tell me what I got to do. Who I have to get this out of my life. If I got to get this out, I'll do it. We got to be saved. We got our babies to be saved. Night of the 14th, he says, gird yourself. Be ready. You're to eat this lamb which you killed during the day, and during the night the death angel is going to come, and it's going to come by every one of our homes, and the only hope that you have is the blood. Are you hearing me tonight? I don't care how many other churches you've been to that are trying to tell you all you got to do is do this or this. I'm telling you, the only hope that you have is the blood. It doesn't matter how many times you've been confirmed or sprinkled. The only thing that matters is the blood on your doorpost. The only thing that matters is if the blood's been applied to your life. The only thing that matters is if you have the blood.
I tell you, it amazes me how casual we are about serious things and how serious we are about casual things.
Come on now.
You know what I watch? I'll tell you. I love Florida. This is like the promised land to me. And if I just, Lord, in front of all these people, if there's just a way I can move to Florida. I love it. This is it for me. I love it. And I remember as a young boy, I grew up in Indiana, and we'd fly to Florida all the time. This is our vacation spot. We love it. And I would watch, and you know what? I really begin to examine people as these ladies get up, and they got those microphones, and they got those pamphlets, and you know, look, ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention to the things we're about to say. The things we're about to say are going to save your life.
Right.
They have those pamphlets up, and I watch as people start putting earphones in and start talking about the latest sports team, about who did this, and who start talking about this TV show or this movie. And I mean, things that really don't even matter, but they're taking place over the thing that can save their life right in front of them. And you know what the sad part is? The sad part is that same spirit's crept into the church, and we've allowed casual things to take place over things that are serious, and serious things to take place over things that are casual. That's the reason you can go to churches and see where Little League has taken the place over Sunday school. That's the reason you can go to some churches and see where social club has taken the place over prayer meeting. I'm telling you, we gotta make sure our priorities are on track. We gotta make sure that the serious things are serious and the casual things are casual. So, we got to keep hearing about the blood. Hey, I want to tell you here tonight that I can just imagine how carefully people are listening to that sermon. I don't think anybody was on their cell phones. I know they've been accountable, but they weren't passing around notes. Their eyes were fixed, and their attention was there, and they made sure that they could hear everything that was being preached. Their mind wasn't on what they're going to eat. Their mind, listen, I'm telling you here tonight that there's nothing more important that can take place anywhere else than that could happen in the house of the Lord. You can put the importance of your job, your car, you can add them all up, and there's nothing more important, there's nothing more serious than what happens in the home of the Lord. There's nothing more serious than hearing what the preacher has to preach. So Moses said again, and we'll listen carefully. No doubt he did, time and time again. That night begins with the lamb, staff in hands, loin skirted, sandals on. Can you imagine all throughout Israel that night as people, little parents with their babies, and they're in Egypt. And here, that little baby looks up at that parent. They look up at grandma. They look up at mama. They look up at daddy. And they said, Daddy! Mama! Did we get it right? Mama, did you hear what Pastor Moses said? He said, if we don't get that lamb and put it on that doorpost, I'm going to die, Mama. Right, did we get it right?
Come on.
Did we do it right? You know what happened all throughout Egypt? There was mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas, and they said, "Baby, come with me, baby. Come with me, baby. Come home. Come with me, baby." And they grabbed that baby by the hand, and they start marching out that door, and they grabbed that notebook off that shelf, and they put it between their arms, and they start walking across that street, all they're holding on to that baby, and they walk outside, and they say, "Baby, whose door is that right there? Whose door is that? Daddy, that's our door. What are you talking, Daddy? I know that's our door. Baby, do you see the blood that's on that door right now? Do you see it on the sides, baby? Do you see it up top, baby? Look at, baby, I wrote it exactly how Pastor Moses preached it. I got the lamb. You remember that pet little lamb we had, baby? Oh, Daddy, I remember that pet lamb. Baby, we killed it. We ate it. You remember that lamb sandwich? Oh, Daddy, I love that gyro. That was the best sandwich I ever had. Baby, we did it exactly how Pastor Moses said. We kept it for 4 days. We kept it holy. It was the blemishless lamb. It was the clean lamb, baby. We did it exactly how he said." I took that baby, walked inside that room, tucked him in bed, laid him down, tucked him in. They said the Shema together. They said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." They kissed that baby and they start walking out their room. And before they could ever make it out that room, tears begin to stream down their face. And their prayer begins to come from the crib of their lip. And they begin to pray, "Oh God, did I do it right? Oh God, did I kill it right? God, did you hear what Pastor Moses said? He said, if I don't get it right, my baby's going to die.
That's good,
but you know, I can only get it on the sides, baby. I couldn't really reach at the time. April 14, 1492 B.C., you know what happened that day? I'll tell you what happened. There were Israelites that day that didn't have blood on their door. There were people that were in the house of the Lord. They heard Pastor Moses preaching. They heard the preaching of the word, but they never had the blood applied. And they sat down with their kids and said, kids, you know, we're good people. We pay our tithes. We honor the feast. God, you know, kids, you know, we're good. God doesn't require that from all of us. Because we're just, you know, our dirty old neighbors. They're dysfunctional. They need that blood. The death angels come to kill them, kids. But you know, we don't really need, we don't have to do all that, kids. We don't have to act like kids. We can do whatever.
Come on.
You know what happened that night? I'm going to ask you something. Who woke up with a dead child? Was it the good old family, the lady that had no blood in their life? Or was it the people that had the blood? They might have messed up in every single way. They could have been dysfunctional. They could have been messed up. Oh, they could have been nothing but dirty old sinners. But they went to church one night. They went to a meeting one night. And they heard about the blood. And they heard about the Lamb. And they saw themselves around. Somebody woke up with a dead child.
Right.
I want to tell somebody here tonight, it doesn't matter how good you are. You just being good alone won't get you to heaven.
Amen.
The only thing that makes a difference is the blood.
Amen.
Right. Amen. Yes. Listen, you can try to twist scripture any other way. And I want you to know here tonight, I'll stand flat-footed on the word of God and let every man be a liar as long as God is true. I want you to know here tonight that the same words that were spoken out of Peter in Acts 2, the same words that Jesus spoke when he began to say, you must be born of the water and by the Spirit. It's the same gospel we're preaching here tonight. You must repent of your sins. You must be baptized in Jesus' name. You've got to get the blood of your life. And he'll fill you with the gift of the Holy Ghost. And oh, I'm preaching to the church that we still believe in tongue talking. We still believe in Jesus' name. You know why? Because there's people probably down my street that they didn't have the blood on their life, on their door. And you know what? I would have grabbed a spoon. I would have grabbed my knife. I would have grabbed whatever I had, a sword. I don't care if I had a whip. I would have sat outside my door and I would have made sure, hey, if you don't want it on your door, that's fine, baby. You don't have to have it on your door. But you know what? As for me and my house, we're going to be surrounded on the ground. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to be holy and acceptable unto the Lord. As for me and my house, we're going to be proud warriors. As for me and my house, we're going to be tithe givers. Amen. 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 Listen, I got a whole lot more notes, so we can go on. I feel a drawing from the Holy Ghost right now. Had not yet. April 15th, in the morning, the sun begins to peek over the horizon. Daddy's right in the kids' room. Put their head on their chest.
They can feel. They can feel the chest of that baby begin to move.
They put their head real as tight as they can on that baby's chest. And they hear it. Tears begin to stream down their face. Oh, they wrap that baby down and begin to squeeze. Baby wakes up, looks at daddy, looks at grandma. Say, Mama, did it work? Did it work, Mama? Those tears begin to go down their face. And they say, oh, baby, it'll always work. The blood will always work, baby. You don't got to question on the uncertainty of today. When you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. When there's wars and rumors of wars. When there's famines. When there's a great falling away. Baby, you can be standing. You can wake up in the morning. And you can know that the blood will always work. Here's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to make sure we're right. We're going to offer up this house. Listen. You got to understand. I know we have quite a few men of God in this house. But you know what? If the apostle said, I die daily, so much more should us men of God, we die daily too. Amen. I want to offer up this house. You know what needs to happen tonight? There needs to be a call of repentance. There needs to be some people that will begin to take that spiritual mirror in front of you and say, God, am I getting it right? God, am I doing it right? God, I just want to please you. God, I know I messed up some places. Dysfunctional. God, I know, but I gotta get it right. Look, Tommy, you saying there's a death angel coming? You saying I gotta get blood and I got no. But I'm telling you, there will be the morning of the 15th. There's gonna be a day where each of us will wake up, where the Lord comes, or we die in our sleep. There's gonna be a day where we wake up. It'll be the morning of the 15th. We'll either wake up with a live child. We'll wake up in heaven. Or can I tell you, we'll wake up with a dead baby. We'll wake up in a devil's hell.
My God.
Come on, let's just stand with me tonight. Let's feel it this one time. Come on, would you move up out of your seat with me? Come on, every preacher, every single God, every elder. Come on, every young lady, every young man. Let's go to this altar tonight. Come on, let's come down to this altar. Let's make sure we're living right now.